God bless you, everyone. This is Minister Jay Miller, the host of Dirty Church Radio. Listen, tonight we only going to be on here for about 30 minutes, not too long. No, we've been away for a minute, dealing with life issues. But thank God we made it back just for a little segment tonight. We're talking about why do you believe in miracles? Why do you believe in miracles? But just stay tuned to after the
day I was born. I've been searching, even in the storms, trying to find.
God bless you all. This Minister Jay Miller back again. Listen, man, it's been a blessing just to still be alive, spend time with family and, you know, fellowship with friends, just enjoy life. I believe, you know, we live in a time right now, man, really, I don't believe no one really has time to do too much complaining because you need to embrace every moment, every day. With all, everything that's in you, because it's a blessing with every breath that you take. Regardless of, you know, what you accomplish, you know, what you may be doing, how much money you have, how less money you have. If you're breathing, it's a blessing. But don't let no one tell you anything different. If you're still here, it's not about everything that you obtain or everything that you might own or have in your possessions, but one of the very most powerful, greatest gifts but the fact that you still exist and know that you still exist. being alive and still having your right mind to be able to tell the difference that you're here or not, you know? So I think a lot of times in this life, we do a lot of complaining about things that's really useless, that really won't get us nowhere. But I believe if we truly embrace the life that God has blessed us with, I believe we will really get a whole lot further. And if we really started to cherish life and really look at life for what it really is, it's a great gift to be able to exist and realize that you exist in this earth realm. And do the best that you can. Be the best person that you can. It's not about hate. It's not about murder. You know what I mean? I mean, we do so many wicked things, you know what I mean, to get ahead in life. But really, it really doesn't take all of that. And I know, you know, throughout time, we've been oppressed by different situations, by different people and different things. But I still truly believe that's not even an excuse for us to, you know, continue to keep hating on one another and to continue to, you know, keep deceiving one another. I believe, you know, I mean, listen, like I just said earlier, life is a great gift. And I believe it's time for us to embrace it as such, to embrace this gift as such. Well, listen, tonight, you know, we're going to be talking just a little bit about why do you believe in miracles? Like, why do you believe in miracles? We understand that everyone doesn't believe in miracles. We understand that everyone doesn't believe in God, you know. There's a lot of different conversations going on, you know, in this world based upon dealing with the church, dealing with preachers who have done a lot of wrong things or who are still doing a lot of wrong things, whether it's molesting children or, you know, stealing money from churches and just deceiving people. And while that's happening, there are a lot of people that are taking a great opportunity, you know, to completely try to assassinate the complete character of the church. And me personally, I don't believe that just because there are a lot of people that have done wrong makes the whole thing wrong. I believe man is drawn away by his own lust, by his own personal lust within himself. And when he begins to embrace those things, that's when he begins to go outside of the will of God. I believe we live in a wicked time right now. I believe we live in a time where people are really fed up with a lot of things that have, you know, taken place in church. But then again, I also believe that people are using that as an excuse, too, to choose not to believe that there's a God. So they can, you know, choose to stay where they're at or choose to still do what they want to do. And one thing about me, Minister Jay Miller on here, I truly believe you can't force no one to believe anything. I believe someone that's going to believe in God is going to be someone that God is going to draw. God will open up a door some way to let his message be heard. So we don't have to force feed nobody. The best thing we can do is live this life and try to be real as possible. We don't have to walk around here walking in anyone else's identity. We can be who we was created to be by God. We don't have to prove that we're smarter than this person, you know what I mean, or stronger than that person. Just be you, because, listen, no one can be you better, you know what I mean? And you don't want to be a clone of different things that might be taking place in our society. It's time for you to establish your identity. And I know there are a lot of truths that exist in this world that we may have been robbed of or may have been buried. Different truths have go in the grave with certain people that know certain knowledgeable things, that never have an opportunity to share some things. But right now, I believe there's enough information, there's enough things on this earth for us to understand who we are. At first, I believe, listen, we're God's children. We're created by God. We were created by God. And, you know, some on this Dirty Church Radio, you know, this is a show that different ones call in regardless of what you believe. Whatever God that you serve or whatever God you don't serve, We don't force nothing on no one. But me as Minister J. Miller on the show, I make it known who I stand for. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that he died for my sins. I believe in God the Father. That's what I believe. So that is what I embrace. But above all, I truly embrace love, and that's loving my brothers and mankind. I believe that's the main thing. I believe that your true belief should be represented by your love that you have for other people and not your own selfish gains, your own things, you know, selfish ways. I truly believe that is not the way that things should be. I understand one thing, though. I was talking to another brother, and we was talking about miracles. And why do you believe in miracles? Why should you believe in miracles? And if there's anyone out there right now that is listening, anyone that may be listening, please call in at 773-897-6319 and just share with me why you believe in miracles or why you don't believe in miracles. We want to hear from you here on Dirty Church Radio. We appreciate everyone's opinion. We will, you know, try to dissect everyone's views on any issue that we deal here, whether we agree or disagree. This is a show where you can come and talk, and you can get off your chest, you know, what's been on your mind, different thoughts that have been on your mind that you might not have had a chance to really truly express. So tonight we just want to know, why do you believe in miracles, or why don't you? You know, do you believe in miracles because you feel a strong urge that there's nothing else? So there's nothing else left that you see happening but a miracle. And what's wrong with believing in the miracles? What's wrong with believing in something beyond what you can see? Is a person wrong for believing beyond their power, beyond their strength? What's wrong with that? Why would someone be looked upon as a fool or stupid for believing in a greater thing than themselves? Especially when they've tried all they can within themselves, within the power of themselves. And they're hoping for something greater. They're hoping a greater situation happens in their life. They need something great. And me, truly, I do believe in miracles. I do believe in things that happen that out of the power of man. I believe that's when God steps in. I believe God doesn't really step in when we can do it within our power, but I believe the things that we can't do in our power, that's when God steps in, when we truly depend on him. And some might be like, well, listen, man, he ain't step in when I did this, and he ain't step in when I prayed this. Listen, I truly believe that's something that we all probably, issues we've had in life, where we prayed for something and it didn't happen. But there are times that we have prayed and it did happen. But who are you? Who am I to judge the person that chooses to still believe in God? Or the person that, listen, hey, it's not for me. Well, my thing is like this. I truly believe at the end of the day, we will all see who God is, what he represents, what his true power is, and what his true will is for our lives. And I know there are a lot of you educated people out here. You got so many much knowledge. You know, you read thousands and thousands of books. You know what I mean? And, you know it all. Well, you don't know it all, but, you know. And what you know has drawn you to the conclusion that there is no God. So since there is no God, you don't see no reason for a miracle. And you know what? To keep it real, you have the right to believe what you want, just well as the person that chooses to still believe in miracles with no proof or no evidence. But I just believe the fact that I just exist, and I might not even have the full explanation of why I exist or where I come from or why the tree is the tree or why the star is the star, but I know it exists. So I choose to believe beyond me because I know there is something greater than me. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. And I don't believe that any education or intellect should even look down on a person who is willing to embrace the belief of something beyond themselves, trying to tap into a realm or a dimension that they've never seen, but they can just feel it. Some things, man, you just feel, and it's hard to put your finger on it. It's hard to just know it. It's hard to show the proof and the evidence of it, but it's there. It's there, you know. Even when we love our wives or we love our family, you know, we can show many ways. You know, we could buy them things. We could be there for them in the most critical moments. We can show our love. We can do a physical act and show. But sometimes, even in doing those things, the love is even stronger within our hearts, more than what we can even express. You could love someone to a point where you really can't even try to find the right way to express it. So the only thing you can do is try to do what you can to express that love. But deep down in your heart, you still feel as though that's not enough. Even though they may appreciate it, but you feel it's not enough. And that's the same way with me as far as the God that I serve, God the Father, who I believe had the Son, Jesus Christ, His only begotten. I believe that in my life I've been blessed to the point where I'm still trying to find how to give God praise. I feel as though that the appreciation I want to give God, it's not, it can't even be boxed or trapped into a dance. It can't be trapped into a song, me running, me playing music. It's sometimes in my heart I just want to express this praise, and I be questioning myself, do I even have the right instruments within myself to express what I truly desire to express to God? You know, someone might be like, man, what are you talking about? I'm talking about giving God praise beyond what you've learned in church or beyond what you've learned in society, but truly acknowledging the God, the creator of the universe, the creator of all things, and actually giving him the true acknowledgement, giving him the glory and the honor that he truly deserves. So here on the show, I do believe in miracles. There are many, sometimes I don't know why, sometimes I do know why, but I do believe in miracles because I believe that I'm a miracle. I believe I've been in situations and the only way that I survived was because of a miracle. Because me, within my power, I could see no way out. I could see no way out of it. And maybe that's the problem with us a lot of times. We always want to see so much. We always have to see everything. And sometimes I think we just need to become blind to some things so we can see. You know, because a lot of times our curiosity can get in the way of truly receiving what is there for us the way we're supposed to receive it. So listen, call in. Dirty Church Radio, 773-897-6319. Call in. Tell me why you believe in miracles. Why do you believe in miracles? Regardless of it is, or have miracles happened to you? Call in and tell me a miracle. Let's talk about a miracle that may have happened to you or someone you know in your family or in your history, grandmom's grandmom and grandpop's grandpop, whatever took place. Let's talk about it on Dirty Church Radio. Listen, we appreciate all the listeners that's out there and whoever may be listening. We want to know why you believe in miracles. with all the information and all the things that's going on right now in this world, what are you holding on to? Do you have more strength and confidence in your intellect and what you've learned? Do you put all your trust in those things? Or do you put your trust into something higher than you? What is that thing? Let's talk about it. And if you do believe in miracles, what do you expect a miracle to come from? Do you believe miracles come from God? Or do you believe miracles just happen within themselves by chance? Or are miracles directed by the hand of God? What do you believe? We want to talk about it on here. I believe it's a blessing, man. Just to still, be alive, man. In my city, there's a lot of things taking place, man. I know all around the world, a lot of crazy things are happening, man. Young people, 16, 15, 14, 13, 17, 18, early 20s, late 20s, early 30s, young men dying, young women dying, just dying, useless, just dying over so many, things that could have been avoided. I believe we lack love. Love is missing. And our interpretation of love has been distorted. I believe our interpretation of love, we have painted the picture that it's all about sex. Or it's all about, what you can do for me. You can't do anything. Or if you can't do what I need you to do, then it's not love. Where's love at? Who has love in their heart out there? Do anyone still believe in love? Is there anyone out there right now that still believes in love? In the midst of everything that you may be going through in the world, or that may be existing, do you still believe in love? I know God loves you. Do you love yourself? And I know a lot of us, we have made mistakes. We've let ourselves down. We may have let our children down, our family. And some of us have been caught up in, a revolving door of mistakes and failures and letdowns. But if you're still breathing, if you're still here, there is opportunity for you to change and to make a better choice about certain things that you may be experiencing in life. You don't have to still choose the same things that have been causing you to destroy bridges in your life. I believe it's a time right now we need to start rebuilding bridges that have been torn down through bitterness within families, unforgiveness between brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, grandfather and grandchildren, grandmothers and grandchildren. I believe it's time to restart rebuilding bridges, rebuild those things that we tore down. Time to truly start forgiving and moving on. Where's love? Who's willing to embrace love in this year? Here on Dirty Church Radio, last year, 2012, we had a lot of, very interesting topics. Very interesting topics. Some debatable topics. Different things. But I'm going to tell you, there is one message that I will push this year on Dirty Church Radio. And that is, you can do better than what you've been doing. You don't have to give up. You don't have to lose your life. You don't have to kill yourself. It can get better. But it just starts with a thought in your mind. And if any positive thought we can give here on 30 Church Radio, we're willing to do that because we want you to live. We want you to live happy. We want you to embrace life. And we want you to cherish the life that you have, because it's precious and it was given by God. And you need to take care of your life the way that a baby needs to be taken care of, with security, care. It's time for us to start loving ourselves so we can learn how to love others. But if you don't have love within yourself, that means you have nothing to give to anyone else. Love starts within yourself first, and then you can pour it onto others. A lot of us are walking around empty, and we think we're pouring out love, but we're pouring out issues. We're pouring out bitterness into people's lives with a smile on our face. You know, there's a lot of issues, I believe, that we even need to, you know, confront, that we may have been running from for years. But I think it's time to, you know, it's time to confront some things. It's time for us to heal. It's a lot of healing that needs to take place. It's a lot of scars. It's a lot of cuts and wounds that have been affected, have not been properly treated and taken care of. And it caused serious infections in our lives, to where it's hard for us to have relationships with people. We're quick to become the enemy. Our trust has been destroyed. We trust no one. So since we trust no one, we can't build no bridges. And if we build a bridge, it's very shaky. As soon as we try to cross over the bridge, it crumbles. And we wind up in the ocean of troubles and confusion. You know, searching, lost, cold. I don't care who you are out there and what anyone might be telling you. God is real. And if you don't embrace him in the Bible, just embrace him in his existence. Just take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath and just breathe in the Creator. If you're looking for God, just take a deep breath and breathe him in. God is life itself. Without God, there is no life. So the mere fact that you exist, for me, that is enough evidence to let me know that there is a God and that he loves you and he wants you to do better. To that husband out there that may have been abusing your wife, let it be the last time. Get help. Let God touch you. For that woman out there that might be ready to walk out on her relationship, on her family, her husband and children, don't do it. You can get over those emotions and those feelings and those bitterness. To that person that's in church and they're wondering why so much stuff is going on, concerned about people, don't go to church for people. Go to church for God. Go to church to give him praise, lift him up. If you don't go to church, treat your neighbor good. Treat your neighbor right. You don't have to be mean and evil. You can love. It's time to fill our homes back with love. Time for us to work on our families, embrace our families with love. And men, let's stand up and be strong. And let's be ambassadors for love. Because we are the head. And if we're leading, make sure that we lead our families in the right direction. There are some of you who may need a miracle to just to even believe that there's a God. And for you to believe will be considered a miracle. But I could believe that miracle can take place. Don't trap God inside of a church. Don't trap God inside of a religion. But trap, let God search your heart, fill you with his love, teach you who he is, so you can truly embrace who you are. You don't have to walk around no longer in anyone else's identity. You don't need people to validate who you are to make you feel better about yourself. You need to find who you are without anyone, so that when you're around people, you can be the real you. And I believe we all need to begin to be the real us. Stop faking. Embrace who you are as a man, a woman, and whatever that is. And last but not least, let's get to believe in love again, because God is love. Peace. Dirty Church Radio. We out. Stay tuned to our next episode. We'll see you then. God bless.